In these little audio essays, I've tried to keep things focused on issues that aren't in the campaign, certainly things that aren't in the day-to-day stage managed sequence of events, press releases, PR, photo opportunities, that kind of things, and whatever storm in a teacup was that day's distraction machine. Nonetheless, despite the fact that, as I say, I have tried to think about things slightly more broadly than that, I thought for a change I'd talk about today the microscopic level, the actual what I'm thinking about in my own constituency of Dublin North East. Sometimes I forget because they change the boundary near me. So Dublin North East, Michael Woods used to be the dominant Fianna Fáil TD here. I believe he was a minister for some 400 years. It said Brian Boru appointed a minister for agriculture and then forgot. Nonetheless, he finally retired this year, this week, or maybe last year. Who would know the difference? Dr. Woods, by the way, I believe has a doctorate in tomatoes, which seems just delightful. I just love the idea of having a doctorate in tomatoes. Nonetheless, he's gone, and Terence Flanagan is standing for Fine Gael. Avril Power has replaced Dr. Woods as Fianna Fáil's sole candidate, to the rather presumably disappointment of Martin Brady. Dr. Woods is always unsuccessful follower-upper. He was in the Shannon for years, hoping to break through, and I don't know how many biros I have still in my house with his name on it. No votes for Avril Power. Avril Power is Mary Hanafin's advisor, has been for years, followed her from department to department, advising her, perhaps, on scolding techniques, disapproving of the general population, and school marmishness. Although it seems surprising that she'd need advising on it, they seem like natural characteristics. Nonetheless, anyone associated with Mary Hanafin gets no votes here, and anyone in Fianna Fáil gets no votes here, so doubly no votes for Avril Power. Terence Flanagan, as I say, is Fine Gael's candidate. Terence Flanagan seems like a kind of a decent sort, not perhaps one of life's great bright bulbs. On one occasion, I recall, the only occasion I remember him coming to prominence was the time he decided to deliver one of Joan Burton's speeches, word for word, some couple of days after she'd delivered it herself. And when he was challenged on it, he pointed out, first of all, he denied that he had copied the speech, and then when it was pointed out that actually he had, he said, "Well, at least I have said something, and that's better than saying nothing." But you see, Terence, it isn't better than saying nothing. So who am I going to give my vote to? Tommy Broon? I don't know. I've never seen Tommy Broon. I've lived here, I think, 7, 8 years. No one's ever knocked on the door asking for a vote, but I have met him in Leinster House briefly. He seemed like a personally personable kind of person. That's as much as I can say about him. Then there's Sean Kelly. He's the other Labour candidate. He was Lord Mayor, I think, around the time that, from the looks of the posters, around the same time that Michael Woods was appointed Minister for Tomatoes. Why not? He did actually come knocking to the door, the only candidate to have appeared at our door. So I think perhaps he'll get the number one. Not sure. Brian Greene is here for the Socialist Party. Brian Greene is famous from Twitter, of course, and also for DJing at the Blog Awards. I feel for that alone, he's probably in the running for the hunt for either one or two. And after that, I have independents. Robert Eastwood, Joe Geoghegan, who I've been told is something of a hockey man. So obviously he gets votes only above Avril Power. Larry O'Toole is here as well. He gets no votes at all. And then whatever, I suppose I'll just rank the other independents in order of the attractiveness of their tie or whether they've come up with an interesting slogan to put under their name. This is really the kind of level that I'm at, and that's really all you can say.